Well, how much do you give to charity? With the pay cut we've taken since January, when payroll taxes jumped from around 4% to around 6%, a new survey is finding lots of folks are expected to cut back on charitable donations. And joining us live now to talk more about it, Teresa Byrne, who's Vice President of Child Fund International. Teresa, thank you for being here at WTOP Radio. What did your organization find about how much people are giving or how much they're cutting back?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Well, the good news is that more than half, that's 6 in 10, say that they're going to continue to give at the same levels, and another 6% say they'll actually give more. But 1 in 5 people said that they're going to cut back on their giving by an average of 29%, and that's quite worrisome.
Obviously so. In what ways will this affect the services that many charities provide?
Well, Giving USA put out a report in 2011, and they estimated that 88% of the total giving to nonprofits comes from individuals. So you can imagine that a potential reduction of up to 29% could affect a charity's abilities to offer critical services to the communities that they serve.
Did the survey indicate in any way why people give to certain charities over others?
Well, the number one reason for giving amongst the American population is transparency. They give to organizations that are transparent about their mission, when what they do with their donations. And fewer give for a positive feeling, and about 1 in 7 give if the cause reflects personal values. But really important to note is that less than 7% give for a tax break. So the American public are an extremely philanthropic audience.
What can we expect in response for the next year and in the coming years? Because for many charities that we've spoken to in the last few years, they've talked about increasing needs. More people are asking for their services. So if there's less money coming in, what's likely to happen?
It's going to be a lean fundraising climate. We're going to have to work much harder to educate the public on the needs and how those needs are provided by nonprofits and what the solutions are. We found that when donors have more information in front of them and they become more and more committed to your mission, that they do tend to reallocate their resources. But it's going to be a challenging fundraising environment, no doubt about it.
Teresa, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Teresa Byrne, Vice President of Global Fundraising and Communications and the Chief Development Officer at Child Fund International.